We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We had a big hour ahead. The hot seat's coming up later in the hour. We have a guest on at 9:20, Steve Fezzik from Las Vegas, Al, home of the Eagles versus Raiders game on Sunday. He's going to give us a little sense for what it's like now that they have football in the gambling capital of America.
Yeah.
And he's going to tell us what to do. Now, there's one thing you need to know about Steve.
Mm-hmm.
He knows way more than we do.
Yeah.
The only reason he is not doing this show instead of us is that he gets more money as a pro gambler than we pay here.
Yes.
He is brilliant at it. He predicted the Eagles will win the Super Bowl in 2017. He told us this year to take the under Eagles
yes,
6.5 wins out. We couldn't believe our ears. We thought it was a cookie bet.
I know.
He is looking good with that bet as well, and he'll give us thoughts on who you should
he's
bet for
Vegas.
On Sunday's
I
game.
I will say, though, he's
yep.
not in the betting capital of the world. Did you see last month's take in gambling
oh,
in New
Jersey?
Jersey,
yeah.
Really?
Over
billion.
A billion.
Dollars.
Over a billion.
Billion!
Wow.
Right, I can attest, Al, $50 of that was mine.
Wow.
Right, because I do bet from Jersey when I'm there at the Borgata. So I'm helping a little bit. All right, let me just get to this because what we are dealing with right now, ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen, is literally drama in the moment.
Yeah.
This is truly a breaking story. Mm. Here's what I could tell you. Without Ben Simmons last night, the Sixers were just fine, thank you.
Yeah.
There were no major problems of any kind, Al. I'll give you a couple of plays so you get a set. Tyrese Maxey is doing a lot of the job that he did at
yeah.
point guard, and he did something Ben never does. Here it is.
Embiid leading all scorers with 22. Kicks out to Curry. Pass to Tyrese Maxey, who knocks down the triple.
And then you've got Furkan Korkmaz. All right, Al, he also is doing some work at the point guard position, and he got on fire in the fourth quarter and put the game away. Here's one of his big plays.
Furkan Korkmaz, make it four in the fourth for the Turkish superstar, Furkan Korkmaz.
Is it getting hot in here, or is it just Fur?
I'm getting the feeling, Al, mm-hmm. that Kate Scott, the new voice of mm-hmm. Sixers on TV, mm-hmm. NBC Sports Philadelphia, is going to become something we love.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be really good.
I do, too.
She's yep. got the fire. She's got some wit. She's excitable.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
A little sass.
I'm liking
it. I like it.
Sass. I mean, she is really new at this,
yeah.
At least
from
our.
For the Sixers.
Yeah.
For the
and
Sixers.
She
yeah.
sounds terrific so far. Doing a great job. Then we've got, Al, after the game, Joel Embiid, who did his job. He did what he needed to do. They funneled a lot of the offense through him in the early part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And after the game, Al, he did not sound like he missed Ben Simmons.
It's fun. But like I said, you know, that's been the message I've been giving the last few days. He hasn't bothered us at all. You know, our attitude and practices has been the same. You know, having fun with each other, the guys, you know, that want to be there. And, you know, just playing together, moving the ball, sharing the ball. And, you know, and I thought defensively we were good tonight.
That was a zinger, too.
How you think?
At some point. All right, so here's where we are right now. Just so you understand why this drama right in the moment. As of now, Ben Simmons' suspension is over. His attitude in the week since he came back, where he apparently spoke to no one and really alienated people that already didn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they hate him even more. And Al, they gave him a lot of rope, and he hung himself. He does not want to play.
No.
All right? Technically, he is eligible to play tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Al, do they play him tomorrow night?
No.
Not a chance,
no.
Right? Zero chance.
No.
What's the excuse?
They don't want him there. Well, that's it. I mean, they may have to pay him tomorrow.
Yeah, they
night,
may right, have to pay him to send him home.
Is he in the building?
No.
No.
So he's not even on the bench?
No.
If he shows his face, he gets crushed.
Yeah.
Right? Verbally. He
right.
gets smoked.
Yeah.
So don't even put him in the building.
Don't put your fans in the right. position for someone to be an idiot.
What's the excuse? Is he still suspended?
Yeah, not ready to play. He hasn't practiced.
Yeah. That's what they'll go with.
They will.
Not ready to play.
Are they ready to go with the mental thing yet?
Well, that's an issue. That's a dangerous issue.
Yes.
No, I know it is, but we're seeing it more and more.
Well, but it's not are they ready. Is he ready?
Is he ready to tell them, I am not mentally ready to play basketball?
Well, that changes the whole equation. It's right.
It will not change it in Philadelphia.
Well.
It just won't.
It won't. Not at this point. There's too many burned bridges. I will again reassert my prediction. It is based on very little. All right, Al?
Mm-hmm.
I think he gets traded today. Cut your losses.
I'm sure they would love that.
There is nothing. Yeah. Here's why. All right? Understand why. At this point, Daryl Morey has not even shown his face. He has not even addressed a crisis that is nationwide. Do you understand?
Right.
The country is talking about Ben Simmons. Daryl Morey is not talking about it.
Right.
He needs to say something if he does nothing. I'm thinking he's got to do something. Because there's no point where you're going to rehabilitate his value now.
No, and you know what?
You waited way too long.
So he's got no value right now,
no
right?
No value.
Let him sit and rot his sorry ass.
No, that is your vindictiveness.
Yes.
That does not pay.
Too.
Well, Al feels the same way.
Get rid of him. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him. He's going to suck the life out of your team. Get rid of him.
Doing that for years.
Embiid doesn't want to see him again. That's enough reason to do it. What? Cut your losses. Take a nickel on a dollar if you have to and get him out of here. And today is the day it will happen.
Hmm.
You are hearing breaking news on this show before it happened. 9:08 on October 21st, 2021 is the date Ben Simmons gets traded.
Okay.
I hope.
Now, if he doesn't, you'll not be reminded of this tomorrow.
Except by me.
If he does, you will hear this all day. Thank you. That's how, Al, you set things up to benefit yourself.
And then there will be another town's problem because they're going to be bringing in what looks like the coward of the county. Oh, my God.
No, Henry is going to be doing a lot of interviews in the city he ends up in.
Really? And you mean like I've done with Indianapolis?
And she'll be trashing him wherever he ends up. Matt's on the line. Hi, Matt.
Morning. Thanks for taking my call.
What are you feeling, Matt?
Well, with Daryl Morey, I want to see Simmons just sit and lose money. But the thing that Daryl Morey I kind of think he's a fraud. And he made a mistake. We were all yelling at him last year to get rid of Simmons while he still has some value.
Yeah.
That's why I think Daryl Morey's a fraud. I mean, he's making all that money. He's a fraud. Just like Glenn.
I'm thinking that, too. I'm thinking that. And, you know, now that I look back over his tenure in Houston, Hinkie was the brains of that operation.
Oh, stop it.
Sam Hinkie was the forward thinker. Morey just wrote his coattails. You with me, Matt?
But absolutely. And I'm 100% with Andy on – this team, they were raised in they were brought up in a losing culture, and I love Embiid, but he's a baby as well. Let's be honest.
Yeah, the people that owned the team in the early years of Josh Harris, the people at Scott O'Neill, those guys.
Right.
Man, they were not figuring out how to do it.
It's not just the early years, and within the past 2 years, I think right before the pandemic, aren't the owners, the Rubens and those kind of guys, flying them to the Super Bowl to party with them?
They were. They were coddling. Yeah. Now, there's certain guys that react okay to that. I think it didn't change Embiid. I think Embiid is Embiid. But a guy
Embiid
like
got away
Simmons,
with a lot
when you're kissing Simmons' ass every day,
and
he's never going to be accountable?
He never was.
Well, he was last playoffs, and now he's paying the price. They all are for how they coddled him all those years.
Yep.
Matt, I need somebody like Ben Simmons who is a prima donna.
Well, how about he's been a quarterback, an outfielder, a tight end, and a whatever the hang else he is, Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow. I like that one.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Tim Tebow.
He was taking jobs that he had no right to even, you know, because he had a relationship with the coach.
Yep.
Somebody had the audacity to say that Hurts is a new version of Tebow this week. He's not. He's nothing like it. Tebow was, they basically said he doesn't have a great arm, but he's a playmaker. All right?
Yeah.
No, give the kid a chance. Just give him a chance. Hand the ball 15 times on Sunday to Miles Sanders, 5 more to Kenny Gainwell. If you run the ball 20 times on Sunday, you will win the football game. That is my guarantee.
None of the credit will go to the coaches.
None of it will. Hassan is on live for Strong. We will take all of the credit. Hi, Hassan.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Ben Simmons.
Before I lay in the bin, let me piggyback off that. Like, because we talked about how they said the Oklahoma. Kirk Herbstreit just kept mentioning Jalen Hurts' name when that kid got in on Saturday. Like, Jalen Hurts is special if you call some good plays for him, I think.
Yep. But I still believe that. I believe that, Hassan. I do. I don't think he's ever going to get a fair shot here, and maybe he never gets another shot like this. And all people are going to go, he never really had a good enough arm. He did do it. Give me a coach who knows how to exploit what he can do, because there's a lot of talent in that package. Use it.
The one who should be here, Josh McDaniel.
Yeah, he would have done better. I know his play calling would have been better. I'm positive.
And they would have hated him.
We might have hated that. We might have hated
him. No, I'm saying Lurie and Banner. I mean,
Lurie
and
Roseman. Oh, they would have hated him, yeah. What about Ben Simmons, Hassan?
I think that last caller hit it on the nose. You said a word for Daryl Morey. How about this one? Superficial. I think they never wanted to trade Ben. You dangled him out there. Then you got him mad. Now he's acting like a little crybaby. And now we're going to get nothing for him, and we're – in the reverse process. Everybody's hyped up about this win last night. I want to see how you feel on Saturday when they play a real team.
All right, but
Hassan.
Oh, yeah,
tomorrow night we'll feel differently.
Hassan, what's going to happen to Ben? They can't roll him back out there, right? They're not going to get much for him. What are they going to do?
At this point, you got to try to get whatever you can. I'll take John Wall and see if they're throwing Eric Gordon.
I'm going to tell you, Hassan, they got to do it today.
With Maxie.
Do it today.
I bail out on Maxie. Like, Maxie.
Yep.
Maxie's got what it takes. I feel like Maxie should have got more time last year, and we might be singing a different tune.
Ooh,
I feel like the eye is going to be on Tobias Harris, where it should be, because he's an overpaid somebody that doesn't do enough, I feel like.
I like it, Hassan. I like Moxie. Maxie has Moxie. That's a good one.
Maxie has Moxie. That's a good one.
Thank you, Hassan. Give me somebody who is a prima donna.
It's so many out there. I can't believe they haven't been said yet, but the biggest one for me over my years, Mr. I'm Not Going Over the Middle, Ricky Waters.
Good one. For who, for what? Rhea's got her hand
not,
up.
But
Something's going on.
It's not a trade. According to Jimmy Kemsky, I have the name of the official who'll be working the Eagles-Raiders game.
I know it, and I'm not pleased.
It's Cleet Blakeman.
I know it. The guy
Blakeman.
Who missed the fumble
in the Dallas,
game. He's terrible. But this gives me an opportunity to mention something because I was not here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I have already been angry at baseball. But understand, the one thing, Al, I have one rooting interest in this baseball playoffs, and that's that the cheating Houston Astros did not repeat.
Yeah, well.
The cheating Houston Astros benefited by a horrible umpire doing a playoff game.
Oh, don't bring his name up in front of Ruben Amaro.
Laz Diaz. Laz Diaz has always sucked.
Yeah.
Laz Diaz is doing an American League championship game, misses a call strike three to end an inning. The Astros end up 7 runs in the inning.
It's crazy.
And they've turned the whole series around off a terrible call by an umpire. Why are they using terrible umpires in the biggest games?
No idea.
Al, explain this to me.
I have no idea. He's terrible behind the plate, especially.
He's terrible. Buckner is bad. Angel Hernandez is worse than both of them.
Yeah.
Why are they there?
It's unbelievable.
Why?
It's just, he did call, I mean.
It's a travesty. It's a travesty. You know what? Now it's not missing a call in the middle of a meaningless game in May.
Yeah.
This is the season, and these guys can't call the play right. I'll say it again. I'm in the minority on this. It's time for the robo-umps.
Oh, boy.
I want technology to take over. Mm. And then if it doesn't work, I'll bring my wife in and she'll unplug it and plug it back in and it'll work again. 4 years of computer science, Al. Unplug it.
Unplug it, yeah.
215.
It works.
592-94. A week back, Al. We're going to Vegas and the amazing Steve Fezzik. That's next. WIP Sports Time. 916.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. It's 9:23. The verbal assault on Ben Simmons continues, Al. In a couple of minutes, I want to play for you. CC Sabathia.
It's awesome.
Ex-Yankee pitcher attacking Ben Simmons.
It's amazing.
CC Sabathia.
Well, he's upset the whole athletic community.
He has. Wait till you hear what he's got to say about what the Sixers should do. But we are Bill Online. I meant this before, what I said. It's Steve Fezzik, the brilliant professional gambler, proud of our real. How do I reach him if I need him?
Pregame.com, and you can reach him on Twitter at Fezzik Sports, which is F-E-Z-Z-I-K.
All right. Now, I have said this, and I want him to hear it. Steve Fezzik is not doing this show, is not hosting this show, because he cannot afford the pay cut. But he is more knowledgeable than any of us. He has been right about the Eagles every day for the last 10 years. And he is on the line from Vegas, the great Steve Fezzik. Hi, Steve.
How are you? I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to guarantee a victory on a bet I'm going to give out on your show. And if it does not win, any of your listeners that bet it and show me documentation that they bet it, I will personally take them out to dinner. Next time they're in Vegas.
No, listen to me, Steve. I will automatically guarantee you I will bet on whatever you tell me to do during this segment. How's that sound?
That sounds good. It's going to be a DraftKings bet, so it's at DraftKings.
All right, fine. Well, Steve, let me start with this. All right, the big talk in Philadelphia is about Ben Simmons. I have made a prediction that he will be traded today. Would there be a way to place a wager on something like that? Are there any odds in Vegas on when or whether Ben Simmons will get traded?
Not in Vegas, but in some faraway places. And these are very low limit type of wagers.
Right.
But I see the latest odds, Sacramento, 3-1, Golden State, 6-1, Portland, 9-1, amongst the favorites for him to be traded to.
I would like him to be traded to Toronto or Minnesota, where it's really cold.
And we want him to go don't we want him to go to a team that's even worse than those two teams, and it's really cold as well.
All right, now here's the thing. I did something last night, Steven. I want to run it by you as a brilliant professional gambler. I bet on Sixers and gave 4 points against New Orleans, because I thought the team would want to show that they can win without Ben Simmons. They covered my bet easily. They won by 20. Do you ever try to incorporate in a bet the emotion going into a game? Does that count at all with you?
Oh, absolutely. It can be very difficult. How is a team going to respond? Look at my Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah.
How are they going to respond to Gruden's departure?
Yep.
Well, they put an all-in effort. Contrast that back in 2017. Remember when our quarterback Carr would not kneel with his teammates during the national anthem, and the O-line just completely no-showed on him. So that is a very important aspect of handicapping. It can be very difficult to assess how a team will react.
Well, let's talk about what you had to figure out with your Raiders when suddenly John Gruden was gone. Because they played the Bears and played poorly at home and lost that game. Did you see that coming, Steve?
No.
Ooh.
And it's not like I bet the Bears or the Raiders.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, the best decision as a savvy bettor is to say, I don't know. I don't have inside information on the Raiders and how they're going to react. I will say this. Having played such a good game this past week, now they get a chance to exhale, feel good about themselves, and it would not surprise me if the Raiders suddenly struggle this week, because I know this, distractions are not good for a team long-term. So when Ben Simmons comes back, if he comes back, my goodness, is that going to be a distraction? I want to say this. Ben Simmons, 60% lifetime free throw shooter, 52% in the playoffs. All of your listeners out there, imagine this. You're going to be given just a pittance, a $1 million bonus, a pittance of an NBA contract, but you got to make 60 out of 100 free throws. You know what? I'm going to go on a limb and say every one of your motivated listeners that it doesn't have some sort of disability would be able to make 60 out of 100. It's just practice. You don't even need good form to make 60 out of 100. And if anyone's listening out there, and probably Ben Simmons would veto this, all you have to do is get a free throw coach to be with them 1 hour a day, and all you do is shoot, and you give a $1 million bonus to the free throw coach if Ben Simmons can hit 65%. You know what? He would be able to do it if he just bought in.
Steve Fezzik, ladies and gentlemen, has just trashed Ben Simmons.
It's a beautiful thing, Steve.
Let the record show. All right, Steve, let's talk about this game, because I'm puzzled by the spread in the Eagles-Raiders game. It is just Eagles plus three, which is what you get for home field. Explain this. Shouldn't the Eagles be getting more points than three?
Well, the home field has eroded in value. So the average home field is only two now in the NFL. That's what we're given for home field. And you know what? I don't think this game is worthy of even two. And the reason being, there's a whole lot of people flying west from Philly for this game. It's a nice weekend destination. I'm going to predict that 40% of the crowd and 55% of the crowd noise is going to be pro-Eagle in this game.
We know a lot of people are going, Steve. Your information is it's going to be a lot of Eagle fans.
If Southwest Airlines doesn't screw this up, everything should be fine if their flights are going. And I've seen this movie before. I saw it week one. The Eagles had a big line advantage on the O-line and the D-line against the Atlanta Falcons, and they smashed the Falcons. The Raiders have issues with their O-line right now. Their first-round draft pick, Leatherwood, has not been working out. They've been trying to juggle them to different positions. That Eagle D-line is really going to be able to get after our quarterback.
Wow.
And so I think there's a big matchup edge there. I think the Eagles are going to win this game.
You think they win it outright or they win the bat?
They're going to win outright.
Steve Fezzik is dead. That is such a great point. He's never wrong. Do you understand? He's never wrong. Never.
And I'm going to guarantee it with an NFL bet today. That is not my guarantee, by the way.
It is not. All right. Without further ado, what is your guarantee?
All right. Season win total. These are up at DraftKings, all right?
Okay.
You can bet them today. Cleveland Browns have to bet this before the game starts today.
Right.
So go ahead and call in sick.
Right.
Get set up at DraftKings. Under 10.5 wins, minus 130, there's no way the Cleveland Browns, no way, of course, it could happen, that the Browns are going to go and win 11 games this year. I think the Browns are going to lose on Sunday because both the running backs are out. Baker isn't playing. They're all banged up against Denver. If they lose on Thursday, if they lose that game on Thursday, the Browns would have to go 8-2 to beat you the rest of the year. The Browns right now are an average football team. They're 3-3. They're playing horrible. They're overrated. The Browns are not winning 11 games. Under 10.5 wins. I'm guaranteeing it. You bet it. You keep a copy.
Oh, no, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it today,
Do you understand you're Steve Fezzik and we're not? You know that, right?
I'm probably going to use some of my comp dollars for your listeners.
No, it's fine. We believe in Steve. You have an amazing record with us. Just one last question. There's a lot of amateurs betting now that weren't a few years ago when we were talking to you. Has that made your job as a professional gambler easier or harder?
Much, much easier.
Really?
And the reason is there's so much. Remember when Chris Moneymaker and then Jamie Gold won the World Series of Poker? And both of those guys are pretty good poker players, but they're not great poker players. And everyone could watch Moneymaker winning like, well, I could do that. I could just be hyper-aggressive and win every coin flip. and dodge raindrops for 6 days. And the bottom line is you are seeing companies like DraftKings and FanDuel, they are making so much money from everybody betting that they're putting up products all over the place on lines that just don't make a lot of sense, and that the savvy bettors can make money, but they don't care because they've got a conveyor belt full of money, and some dollars are falling off on the side to pro bettors. They don't care because they're still making so much money.
Steve, all you do when you come on this show is impress an entire city. You're amazing, Steve. Thank you as always.
Well, I'm going to leave you with one more. Detroit running back, Swift, is going over 35.5 reception yards. Swift over reception yards. Really good bet. Bet it before it moves.
Steve Fezzik, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, great. Oh, I'm doing that Browns thing ASAP.
I'm trying to do it right now.
Rhea's trying to do it now. She doesn't even care about her real job. She just wants to make money on the side.
I already did it.
You already did it. Oh, you're unbelievable. You already did it.
I already did it.
You are without shame, person. Let's go to David, Germantown. Hi, David. David, are you there?
Good morning.
Hi, Dave. Yeah. What's happening, pal?
Let's have an intelligent conversation with Ben Simmons.
All right.
Unequivocally, I don't think this is going to turn out good for nobody.
Okay.
Meaning, just put yourself as a GM. How do you offer anybody anything, and every GM in the league knows his MO?
Right. Correct.
From the start. So we sent him out. I think we should have him ruled out as conduct detrimental to the team.
Well, they just did that.
They
kinda
did it for one game. You want to keep it going indefinitely, Dave? Indefinitely.
But how do we get market value for a guy that has no market value?
No. You're not going to get it. You're hoping now for maybe 50 cents on a dollar. Maybe.
But if you play him, that's not going to benefit either or. If you play him, he's trying to sell himself. And he doesn't want to play with the cast that's around him, obviously.
Correct.
So I just don't see, like, in your opinion, what you said is fine. Just let him go, but we're not going to get anything.
Well, you get something. I mean, he has a skill package that some teams will find appealing, and they're going to think the same thing the Sixers did. They're going to fix his head. But they won't because he's not motivated. He doesn't care about winning. He only cares about the money.
So what do you do?
I'm going to trade him for whatever I can get and get him the hell out of this city.
Now, that's a question I would love to ask Billy King, out of his professionalism.
We're trying to get Billy. What did Billy say yesterday? I know you had him on. Is Billy ready to unload him?
I don't know.
Billy was done with him. Billy doesn't think he should ever play as a Sixer again.
Well, no,
I know
he
said
believes that.
He doesn't want to give him away for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, that's a GM.
It's too late for that now.
Then we let him sit and rot.
Yeah. All right. David, I need a prima donna.
How about that Floyd Mayweather?
Wow, Floyd Mayweather. Al, your work is cut out for you. Could you give us the whole list of prima donnas? We're doing this because of Simmons.
Mayweather, Ricky Waters. We've got Tim Tebow, Michael Irvin, Jerry Jones, Tom Brady, Ocho Cinco, Papelbon, Primetime, Sidney Crosby, Kyle Irving, and Tio.
Not a great list. There are many, many, many that are better than most of those. I would say Irving is the best one that I'm hearing, but that's just me. I'm not the judge, Alice. 215-592-9490. We got the hot seat. We come back. A final blitz of you callers. Jump on board now. 215-592-9490. There's so many people out there going, you know what? The pandemic is getting on the back end of this now. Maybe it's time I make a commitment to that woman I have somehow treasured the time with during this pandemic. Maybe I should get the diamond ring. Yeah, you should. And you know where you should get it? Steven Singer. And I'm going to tell you exactly why. I've known Steven for over 30 years. Doesn't play the games. It starts with the ring. Steven understands. He's not even in the jewelry business. He's in the love business. That ring means everything. Now, most of the jewelers you could go to, you're going to go in and see a price. You're going to go, wow, maybe I can get him down. Yeah, you can get him down. That's not the real price. It's a fake price designed for you to play the negotiating game. You don't have to do that at Steven. He's giving you the best value on everything that's in that store every single day. And he stands behind it with the best guarantee in the business. No risk shopping. That's why there's only one guy I'll ever see as on Jewelers Row. That's Steven Singer. Buy real jewelry from a real jeweler. Go to Steven Singer, the other corner of 8th and Walnut, online, IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price. All right, welcome back. It's 9:41. We're going to do the hot seat here, but it's not going to be easy for me, Al. because we're losing one of our top people today. Oh, his final show with us is Mr. Dan Donnelly. He's been an associate producer at his show. How many years, Danny?
Oh, just over 3.5.
3.5 years, Al, and I'm going to tell you a few things about Dan Donnelly. One is he's not one of the nicest people I've ever met.
He's a nice kid.
In a radio world where everybody has a flamboyant personality, he's low-key.
Yeah.
He is also, of all the assistants we've ever had over all the years, the best producer.
Wow.
We have ever had.
Yeah, especially with Conklin.
He is. Oh. I got the best producer in radio with Joe Weck.
Yes.
To have this guy be able to do stuff while we're on the air and grab stuff for you is mind-boggling. I'm going to give you an example right now. CC Sabathia.
Yeah.
All right. CC, you just got this, didn't you, Donald?
Yes. Yep.
All right. CC Sabathia, Al, is on a podcast called R2C2. Ryan Rocco and CC Sabathia do it. And guess what came up on the show?
Ben Simmons.
Yes, he did. And you will hear they bleep out Sabathia's bad words. Were they bleeped on the podcast?
No.
Danny had to do the bleeping on this. Here is Sabathia on Ben Simmons.
This is why I'm not a GM or don't work in the front office or nothing. But I would try to do everything I could not to pay this guy. You think you deserve to go somewhere else? Like, I'm going to try to do everything I can to spend this guy every chance I get to not have to pay this guy. You think that you can go play somewhere else? Like, nobody else wants you, cuz. You don't shoot the basketball. Like, what are you – like, this guy's walking around like he's LeBron, cuz.
Yeah.
Like, go the home then. Like, nobody told you to come show up. Like, you only showed up cuz you wanted to get paid, cuz.
Yeah.
It's obvious that you don't want to be here. And Beeb is tired of this. Everybody's tired of this.
Did he just say to Ben Simmons, go the bleep home?
Which home would that be? Mount Laurel, Morristown,
California?
But that's the kind of thing. That's a loser, because this is a guy with a lot of talent. And Danny, what is the saddest part to me is, Al, he has forsaken WIP.
For?
And showbiz for fish.
Yeah, I go.
You work at Medford Seafood, right? A terrific fish place.
Yeah,
and you are going to be like a manager there, is that?
Yes, yep. I'll be managing it. Wow. I'll be working full time, you know, the whole shebang. And they're great people over there. So.
Well, I want you to know something, friend to friend.
Yes.
I am going to come by Medford Seafood just for the halibut.
Okay. And I will welcome you with open arms. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You just
Danny never
gets old.
No, it doesn't. Not to me. Dan, do you have a hot seat this morning?
I do. And this guy hasn't been talked enough about, Ansh.
Today, Daryl Morey is on the Xfinity hot seat.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Hot seat. Look, Daryl, you got a big, big situation on your hands. As fans, we thought the Colangelo thing was bad, but you're going to have to figure out a whole new process to deal with this guy.
How about Daryl Morey do his job?
Well, I would agree with that.
Is that too much to ask?
Apparently it is.
$50 million, you know, I mean, he hijacked the team for more money. I'm tired of people singing his praises.
I mean, seriously, a one-game suspension? What does that solve?
I don't get it. I guess that's one way to avoid a conference.
Look, at least Doc did his job and kicked him out of practice.
I have to protect the team.
And your star player can't even stand him.
Our job is not to babysit somebody. At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly.
I don't care about that man either, JoJo.
He has shunned almost everybody.
You do understand he's his own team.
Yeah, it's Team Simmons.
I mean, it doesn't even sound like anyone on the team is on his side.
What's the matter then?
That's exactly what I heard yesterday.
Donnelly,
it's the same thing.
Is that the same thing you did yesterday?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Did you mail in your final show?
It is. I said that
you
yesterday.
You mailed in your final show, Donnelly?
Yeah, the stamp's on the letter.
You know what?
Wow.
I'm going to let that slide. I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Because Simmons has been mailing his in the whole time he came back. He is emulating Ben Simmons. Is
Ask
that what's
an
going
answer.
On?
Yes.
Is that what's happening there?
That's exactly what's going on.
He made a point by doing it the same one again.
No, it's just a scam.
Really?
The guy did all his homework all the time. Last day of school,
Donnelly,
he just sent it in.
Donnelly?
Yes.
I respect and honor the way
you
have ended your legacy
that,
here.
Ange. I appreciate
it's classy.
That.
It's a classy,
classy
move. If anyone could embrace it, it should be Al Morganti, who has been mailing in his performance for decades.
Yeah, and
I just
texted in now. It's much easier.
Al's going to attempt to do it without driving in. Alan's on the line from Belmar. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan. What are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I watched the Sixers last night, and it's nice to see when Joel come out and screen that everybody coming off that screen was capable of taking the shot and making it if it was there.
Are you saying you did not miss Ben Simmons?
Yeah, like I miss really getting real old.
All right, so you don't even want him back, Alan. You've seen enough.
No, no sir. I think they float, and I think Andre Drummond might be the second best big man as far as second teamer, because Joel only played 26 minutes last night, and Drummond is a pretty good player in there.
All right, let's see how that all plays out. You wanted
sure
to say something. You wanted to say something about the Flyers too, right, Alan?
Yeah, they just seem to have a lot more toughness. Al might agree this year, and they just seem to be playing 60 minutes.
What are you feeling now?
Hell of a lot more fun, man.
Yeah.
It was that. They had a great start. Double up on Boston. Atkinson shooting the puck. Now, Ristolainen made a mistake, but that's what he's going to do. But space to skate. And Brassard's 20 times better than Patrick.
Building a little more excited?
Oh, yeah, because of the physical.
Yeah.
They
love it. That's hockey. You want to see
the
physical.
They beat the Bruins with their backup. The Bruins beat the pants off them last year like 3 times.
Beautiful. Beautiful to see. Alan, give me a prima donna.
Well, a guy who's laughing all the way to the bank, Mr. Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor,
oh,
Al.
Man. Yeah.
Al's putting down
nut.
Conor McGregor. Let me see how the women are feeling about Ben. I got Anne-Marie up here. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, how you doing, Angelo?
Are you loving Ben Simmons?
Not really. I think he's the brat of the century.
So what are we going to do with him, Anne-Marie?
We're suspending him because he should not come back. He is an emotional black cloud hanging over the team. So, he shouldn't come back. He should be suspended every day. He really should be traded, and I don't really care what we get for him.
No, but here's the thing, Emery. Today they have to announce something. Do you understand? The suspension ended after last night's game. What are they going to say about him today? They got to make some sort of a decision, don't they?
Well, they said in practice he didn't play in practice. Like
right.
He had his cell phone in his pocket, all that kind of stuff. Bad attitude.
Right.
I would say I'm still not ready. You know, suspend again for tomorrow. I don't want him tomorrow.
All right. If he showed up at the game, would the fans give him a rude awakening?
No. I would not. I would pay to be in that arena for that.
I swear to God, if all the Sixers have to go and say, Ben, we're clearing you. You can come in the game tomorrow night. He doesn't want to be there. He knows what'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's going to go, no, I don't think I'm ready yet.
You'll find out how badly he wants his money.
Wow.
And this is yesterday on the show after you.
Yep.
One of the announcers was talking about this whole situation and how he would give Ben a 10 for the situation and he would give Embiid a 3 for the
situation.
That's DeCamera. He takes 3 baths a day.
Joe DeCamera took baths and I think the water got in his head.
Waterlogged
his head.
All right, Anne-Marie, I need a prima donna.
Manny Ramirez.
Oh, your old friend.
Manny. No.
Put him down.
My favorite player.
You got to put him down.
I'll put him down right at the bottom of the list.
All right. Now I'm staying with the women, Al. I have a good friend, Farrah, up. Hi, Farrah.
Oh, God.
Yes. Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
He should be castrated.
Yeah.
And give me his basketball.
No.
And here's some meatballs. $30 million. Next subject.
All right.
76ers. What a blowout. Can we talk about something else for a second?
Sure, whatever you need, Farrah.
Celtics and the Knicks game, double OT, never really happened. What a game that was.
You were watching that game, Farrah? I thought you were a Philadelphia sports fan.
Did I just tell you, I said 76ers, and what a blowout.
Yeah. But then no one really cares in our city about the Knicks and the Celtics.
Knicks, yeah,
don't care.
Oh.
Oh, well, we might start caring about a whole different other. We'll just move the team.
I don't think so.
Call the camera.
So
she did.
Joe DeCamera said he would like to hear from you more often. He takes.
I want your job. No, I don't want your job.
No.
I want the producer's job. I want to be an intern.
You
want to
be an intern?
Can I get in there?
How old are you?
Oh, this 45-year-old body is starting to fall apart so fast.
You sound in our group here. You'd be the youth movement.
What the hell?
Oh, you want to see my movement?
No. Farrah, I do not want to see your
medial meniscus and my ACL that I blew out.
All right. Farrah, you're a party. I'll say that. Do you have
a party in my? No.
I love you, Farrah. I'm gonna let you go before we get in trouble. But
she
Al,
did call the camera yesterday. It was interesting.
Right. Let me just say this: my co-host, I get very squeamish with Farrah calls.
Yes,
I get very excited. I like never knowing what's coming next. That's fun to me.
Yeah, but I don't have a dump button in here. Yeah.
Right, and I prefer it that way. Jim is up next. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how are you? Enjoying the show. Let me ask you this. Of course, I want Simmons out of here today, just like you. Now, let me ask you this. Let's say he was trying to be a further jerk and says, I refuse to trade to the team because I think he should go to the worst team.
That could happen.
Suffer.
I don't know what they do at that point. I guess the other team says, unless he comes here, we're not giving you what we offered.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Does the Sixers still have to pay him if he goes to another team?
That's got to be worked out. I'm sure the other team is not going to want to pay him $170 million. Jim, I need a prima donna. I'm running out of time.
How about Randy Moss?
Randy Moss, Al, in his day. Mitch, give me a prima donna.
Prima donna, I had a whole story for you.
I don't have time. Just give me the name.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Good, Mitch. Thank you. Sean, I need a prima donna.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Hey, good one. Chris, you get last crack. What do you got?
Sorry, did you say Chris?
Yep. Yes.
All right, I'm out of time. Al, I'm sorry, Chris. You got to be focused. All right, Al Morgani, 4-3-2-1.
Number four gets a $25 gift card. Conchalk and Brewing Company.
Oh, wait, this five. This five.
Oh, no. Okay, number
be focused.
Number five. I went to four.
He's had the list in front of him the whole time.
Well, but you told me four, so I jumped it up.
No, it's five. See it there?
Yeah, but you told okay. Number five gets the $25 gift card to the Conchalk and Brewing Company. Ocho Cinco. Number four, Philadelphia Sixers hat gets the Sixers hat goes to Primetime.
Deion Sanders.
Number three gets the $50 Wendy's gift card. I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Oh, you're good at this.
Al.
Number two. What number am I on?
Two.
Number two, a $50 Visa gift card. Conor McGregor. And number one.
Prima donna. Remember,
Philadelphia Sixers. Joel Embiid, Jersey T.O.
Terrell Owens is your winner. Wow, that's a surprising thing. It's time to do a wrap.
All right, today it's my last day here, and I just want to take a moment to thank you all and everyone in the building that gave me the opportunity to be here for just over 3.5 years now. I look at you guys like, you know, you're my family now. So I just want to let you know I appreciate that. Line of the day. Brought to you by AmeriBest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details. And it comes from Ray Dininger when he was referring to the Jonathan Gannon cut about Ryan Kerrigan.
Ray?
Mm-hmm.
He's lining up well. Uh-huh. He likes where his eyes are.
No, his eyes are in the right place. He's got one on each side of his nose. But other than that, I'm not.
Just very classy line. Love it. Twitter question, what word best describes Sixers GM Daryl Morey's handling of the Ben Simmons controversy? 43% think it's terrible, 38% nondescript, and 19% he's doing outstanding.
Dan Donnelly, it's been an honor to work with you, my
friend.
You. Good luck in the fish industry. I appreciate all of it. Salmon, $20 in a salad. Just think of that. Jake, you have heard a lot of Dan Donnelly's work. We will leave with you. Joe DeCamera and... what's his name? John Ritchie coming up next. You didn't give me the credit.
I told you. I mailed it in.
He mailed in the final Joe. I'm waiting it here. Our producer is Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie coming up. Jake Tapper, how did Dan do during his time here?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.